please welcome a big last character standing welcome to Bob Child, CEO who talks like every 12-year-old boy.
Be seated, please. For those of you who don't know, my name is Bob Child. I'm the CEO of this company for 52 years. I bring you here today for our quarterly review. Overall, we've had a good quarter, but you'll soon see the numbers show many areas of deficiency. I've gone to the trouble of making this chart that shows our quarterly earnings. If you follow the red line, you'll see that it goes like... And that's when rings really start to move, because it's all... Yes, I know it's very, very exciting. However, the black line represents unnecessary expenditures, and as you can clearly see, it goes... It's defeating all the good we're doing. For example, here we are in March. But here come expenditures right behind us, and they're like... And we're like, oh my God. And expenditures are like, I'm going to kill you. And profits are like, no, you'll never take me. This is the kind of activity I believe we can avoid in second quarter. Yes, Jensen, you have a question.
Yes, Mr. Child, I can tell you right now my department has laid out a 3-point plan to combat the very issues you've so eloquently brought to the table today. Point one, by laying off just 2 employees, ooh, got me, we can save like ching and still not overburden the rest of our staff, and they'd be like, cool. Point two, if we can spend less on counter-marketing against competitors and let our product speak for itself, we can be like... And they'd be all, oh, get down. And we'd still be like, this is awesome. And finally, point three, replace Cracker Jack with Crunch and Munch in the vending machine. And we'd be like, munch, crunch and munch. What, no prize? Oh, well, it's all right. Prize is always crappy anyway. And we'd be all, crunch and munch.
I like the way you think, Jensen. It's thinking like that that's going to take this company to the top. And I mean... Excellent work, Jensen. Who else? Yes, Murray.
Sir, I hate to rain on Jensen's parade here, but the truth is that some of these unnecessary expenditures aren't unnecessary at all. We need to spend money now. In fact, we need to increase spending. More advertising, more research, more product development. We have to spend while we're showing a profit. That is, if we want to be number one, which I don't know about anyone else, but that's my only goal.
I'm sorry, Murray, I wasn't quite following. Could you repeat that, please?
What I said, sir, was that while we're... above the guys and should be all... And our competitors, oh, no more. We're like, no more. And we're like, and they're all dying and crying, man, while we're all, you're dead. You got to stay down. I already got you. You're dead, I said. Quit cheating. I'm going to call Mom. With Mom, of course, being the Better Business Bureau, sir.
Well, you bring up some good points, Murray. I'll give you that. I'll urge you all to be like Jensen. Maybe right, because he is smart, after all, and he's good. But then I would urge you all to be all like Murray, because he's like a badass, and he's like the Punisher, and he can kill you like everybody in the room who makes him angry because he just got Jensen cheating on him with his wife. Sir! Oh, sorry, Jensen. Well, before we wrap up this morning, our HR director, Miss Hainsworth, would like to address a couple of issues around the office. Miss Hainsworth?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Child. I don't feel like I need to remind the people in this office that internet porn is not allowed. Incidents of and boing and, of course, are activities not suitable in the office. Those guilty of such acts are subject to immediate dismissal. In addition, you should know that Shirley, our old secretary, has filed a lawsuit leading to the firing of Cy Newbill. I won't go into any details, but Mr. Dubel was a fine employee of 32 years, which proves honk, honk, and... are not allowed at Bob Child's, and I mean never. And this is your final warning.
Thank you, Mrs. Hainsworth. All right, back to work, everybody. I have a tea time at noon, so I'm like, I'll see you next Monday.